Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live, and the number is 855 VOC Radio. That's 855-862-7234. We'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions on this Raw after Extreme Rules. I'm Chris Fox, and I'll be your host on this edition of Rubbed Raw. Our panel this week includes former WCW superstar and current Trans South Wrestling heavyweight champion Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. I think he's calling in right now. And also, we have the host of Hell in a Cell Talk Radio at HIACTalkRadio.com, the Dean of Credibility, Double D, Dean Dixon. Are you there, Dean?
I'm here. It's a pleasure to be here yet again on an edition of Rub Raw here on VOC Nation. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks. It's a pleasure having you on. Is Stro on yet?
I sure am, right here.
How are you doing tonight, Stro?
I'm doing great. Just had a successful title defense, and I'm ready to roll.
Well, that's great to hear. Well, Raw is over, and, well, it wasn't exactly the greatest Raw. It was kind of weird. We had a battle royal, a horror movie kind of, a special Mother's Day message from Mr. T, among other things. Stro, what was your overall opinion of Raw tonight?
It's really great to see them continuing bringing in new talent, you know, like Adam Rose. And doing furthering good feuds like the feud with Evolution and the Shield, and which, I mean, the main event tonight with them and the Wyatts was just fantastic. So, I mean, it's great to see them progressing with that.
I agree with that. Last night at the pay-per-view, the Shield and Stro, they stole the show. Dean, what were your overall thoughts?
It was probably one of the hardest episodes of Raw to sit through. I'm a big fan of Bates Motel, and 10 o'clock, the newest episode, the season finale, Bates Motel is on, and if it weren't for doing this tonight, I would have watched Bates Motel. That's how I felt. However, I will say the main event was very good, but everything else leading up to that main event was pretty hard to watch. The matches just felt the drag. I don't know. Just a weird vibe on the show.
Yeah, I would agree with you. There was some wacky stuff that I'm sure we'll get into here. But let's begin with the 20-man Battle Royal that started off Raw. It was for Dean Ambrose's United States Championship that he hasn't defended since. I couldn't answer that. Between the Battle Royal and the IC tournament, do you think this is WWE's opportunity to renew the importance of these secondary titles, Dean?
Well, I find it odd that they tried to create this number one intercontinental title tournament for Wade Barrett to win, to try to bring prestige back to the title. And then the United States title is decided in a battle royal. Like, it's on the line. It's not even for a number one contender. It's on the line. So it's just an odd comparison when you look at those two things as far as what they're trying to do with each separate title. And the fact that Sheamus wins, it's a little odd and out of left field. I would have rather seen Santino, but that's just me.
Santino.
Yeah, why not?
Stro, what did you think about Sheamus now holding the United States Championship?
Well, this gives Sheamus new life. You know, now he's the United States weight champion. It gives him something of significance, you know, with the show and everything. And now you have a new Intercontinental Champion and Bad News Barrett. You have a new United States Champion and Sheamus. And an interesting scenario, you know, I see some people kind of predicting maybe, well, they'll, like, combine the titles like they did with the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see where they go with that.
Yeah, I remember hearing rumors about that for like earlier this year, but never happened. But I don't know. Well, I understand that this was kind of like the punishment for Dean Ambrose from Evolution, but maybe now that's on Sheamus, maybe it'll start to mean something again. It'll start being used for important feuds, but we'll wait and see. The next thing I wanted to bring up was Wyatt's promo. He came out and kind of talked about John Cena at last night's pay-per-view in the cage match. The thing with the kid was a little too over the top for me, Dean. What was your opinion of the possessed kid?
Was that for me or was that for Strel? I'm sorry.
Dean, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't know. At this point, I'm pretty much over Bray Wyatt, and I know this isn't going to be a popular opinion, but I'm over the Wyatt family. I'm over the spooky factor of having the kids sing and wearing the masks last week on Raw and then having the possessed child sing. It just falls flat for me. I realize that WWE, there's an E in entertainment, and I get that, and it's sports entertainment. However, I think some of these storylines, and again, we'll talk more about Daniel Bryan and Kane later on, I think some of these storylines are just too much for what I like in wrestling, and that's the wrestling. So,
personally, I've liked the Wyatts since they started. I kind of enjoyed their gimmick. The thing with the kid, I think it could have been done without the wacky voice, and it would have been a lot better. Because the thing with the voice was just a little too over the top for me, and it was just laughable, kind of. Stro, what did you think? Did you think it was too over the top?
Well, the whole thing is that's really gotten to why it's over, you know, with everybody, is the fact they're different, you know, that your normal wrestling star. Right. And, you know, really, I mean, they've established that. And it is, you know, really, I mean, to me, there's nothing more needs to be said. They are truly different than everybody else. But I mean, now is the time I feel that, you know, if we need to get somewhere with this, especially with Cena and all that, whether he's going to stay, you know, the happy go lucky guy that he's been for so long, or is there going to be a twist to his persona real soon. So, I mean, there has to be something, you know, all this has to be for a purpose.
Yes, it looks like we're leading into another John Cena Bray Wyatt rematch at Payback. So we'll see what happens at Payback and see if there's a continuation to this plot. But we'll see. Speaking of horror movies, we had Monster Vision with Daniel Bryan, Brie Bella, and Stephanie Heavy Hands McMahon with the Demon Kane. What was your opinion of this? Was this just too wacky?
It kind of reminded me of Ron Burgundy from Anger Man when he was playing the jazz flute, where he was like playing jazz flute like all over the place, including underneath the stall in the bathroom. I mean, I felt like Stephanie would have literally fallen to the restroom. I mean, every second. She was, like, all over the place. So, I mean, it was kind of comical in a way.
Yeah, I don't even know what to really think of it, to tell you the truth. Well, let's start off at the beginning. They locked him into a room where they would be safe, and then they got run off by a Kane nightlight, where they ran off to their car, but told they had to, where Brian had to have a match. Brian wins. They have Kane pyro music. Car doesn't start. Kane is in the car. Dean, is this hilarious or awful?
I'd go with awful, and it's not crossing over into that awfulness that is so bad it's good. It's just bad. A lot of it doesn't make sense. It's just, like, how would Brie not know that he got in the car? Just so many things that leave you scratching your head. And frankly, I tweeted this out, I would have just put the car in reverse instead of get out and look at him. Just put the car in reverse, problem solved, right then and there. And granted, that's going a bit too far, but Kane still would have sat up in this supernatural position they put him. So I don't know. It's just, again, kind of like the Wyatts and the, you know, the possessed child from last night. It's very similar where they're going for that entertainment feel, and it's just not right.
My feeling is that the Wyatts are kind of a more serious horror movie gimmick thing, while Kane is kind of like Jason from the 80s. He's kind of campy and not meant to be taken seriously. But if you remember, when they first got to the car, there was a cameraman in the back seat. So was that cameraman Kane?
That's true. Who knows? You know, the old point of view shot that John Carpenter was famous for from the Halloween film. So maybe it was. Maybe that's what we were seeing through the eyes of the stalker. You know, you never know.
Let's get to just a couple more things before we head to break. How about Mr. T's Mother's Day message throw? It looks like they found a way to use the footage from the Hall of Fame this year that just kept going on forever of Mr. T thanking his mama.
I tell you, if they did that, the Hall of Fame, where they they made it to like a song, just like they did with the video montage, it would have been great. I enjoyed the montage. It was awesome.
I got a kick out of it. Dean, what did you think? Was it, again, more silliness in the silly Raw?
No, actually, that I can get behind. I think I'm one of the few people that enjoyed Mr. T's entire speech from the Hall of Fame. I thought it was a highlight. No, he was the only one who didn't even bring up wrestling at all. It was somewhat refreshing to me. But, you know, putting that montage together, it's a good way, because out of a bad situation, because a lot of people were upset with that Hall of Fame speech that he did, the fact it drug on and he didn't bring up wrestling, that sort of thing. I think it was a great way to kind of put a bad situation in a very good light. And Mr. T's message, of course, was love your mama. So why not? It just made perfect sense. I love it.
Yeah, it's perfect for going into Mother's Day. I hear we have Brady Hicks on the line.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Brady.
By the way, I love these combinations. I love the rotating panel. Dean Dixon, the Maestro, and Chris Fox. Where else can I go but an 80s party line to get a crew like that? I love it. I love it. No, but seriously, like, I'm driving home tonight. I haven't seen any of Raw. I decided to listen to you guys, and to me it sounds amazing. Like, I can't wait to cue this up on my DVR. We have new debuts tonight, I understand. A new United States champion, Kane, is going crazy. I don't know if you guys realize May 19th is coming up, and May 19th
is
going to be a Raw this year. So maybe there's a Katie Vick tie-in in all this.
Or bring back Festus and Spay Kane.
There's your mixed tag right
there.
Katie Vick and Kane, Brie Bella, Daniel Bryan.
Sounds great to me. I'm sure that's going to lead well to Payback.
Right. And it would be totally tasteful, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. If nothing, they are tasteful.
No, but I mean, it sounds exciting. And you mentioned the new United States champion, Sheamus. I'm not a big fan, personally, of seeing guys who are former world champions kind of going for those second and, in some cases, third-tier titles. But in this case, I think it really works if they're trying to elevate the U.S. title, you know? Because all these former world champions, they only have one title to go for now, really. So this is a chance to kind of make the other titles sort of important as well, you know? And I like that about that.
I agree with that. That was one of the things about the World Heavyweight Championship. It was, even though it was a world championship, it was basically kind of a secondary title. So now that it's been merged, now we get a chance for these secondary titles to mean something again. And with this tournament and been putting the title in Sheamus, this is their chance to have a fresh restart with these championships and make them mean something.
Oh, absolutely.
It's an exciting thing. Sorry. No, it's absolutely an exciting thing. I got to run, guys, but thank you for all the hard work you guys have put in. I am actually planning on coming back and actually hosting one of these that I scheduled myself for at some point. I'm thinking next week. So I do apologize for bailing on you guys tonight, but family's got to come first. So.
Oh, that's no problem, Brady. This is Rubbed Raw. We are live, and if you want to join our conversation, our number is 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. We'll be back after this short break.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke conventions and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making town. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
The Gold Club, Philly's hottest gentlemen's club. Only the finest ladies, the cream of the crop. If you don't believe me, then stop on by. The Gold Club, Philadelphia, is located at 1416 Chancellor Street. Or check out the website, www.worldfamousgoldclub.com.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rubbed Raw, your Raw recap show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live in the number if you want to call in and join our conversations, 855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234. We are still talking about Raw, the Raw after Extreme Rules. And next, I would like to get into our debut of Adam Rose. Stroh, what did you think about the debut of Adam Rose with Zeb Coulter and Jack Swagger?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, pretty much just a debut. I mean, we didn't see Axel him in a match or in action or anything. You know, we just got the debut of his character and persona. And it kind of reminds me of Exotic Asian Street back in the day, where, you know, he was like real flamboyant and charismatic and everything. It's kind of like going back to that, but I'm kind of undecided on you know how his persona is and how it will go yet, but you know, we'll see.
Yeah, I agree, because I really enjoyed the entrance in NXT, but it feels so much different now in a bigger arena, because NXT is in a small soundstage where the entourage and the entire thing feels like a big deal, but on Raw, it just didn't feel that way. In fact, I didn't really know if it feel as the fans were really getting into it. Dean, what were your thoughts on Adam Rose and his character now on Raw?
I, like Stroh said earlier,
I think it's great that they're still bringing in all these new fresh faces. Adam Rose is one of the freshest, seeing his debut finally, taking on someone who is a very good hand, such as Swagger, in the debut. It's really good. It's refreshing to see. Hopefully he doesn't get in the way of Xavier Cross, though. Not Cross, I'm sorry, Xavier Woods, and become like a glorified enhancement talent. I would rather see some of these guys get a push similar to what Rusev is getting, but not like Rusev. But
I would agree definitely with Xavier Woods, because they brought him in and now it just you don't know what they had planned for him, because he just doesn't have much to do really except for lose to Rusev. The main event tonight were the Wyatts versus the Shield. Earlier tonight, Triple H announced that the Shield were going to face the Wyatts in a 6-man tag. I thought it was a really good match. Dean, what were your thoughts on this match with the Wyatts?
You know, like I said earlier, I think the main event was very well executed. It had a slow burn to it, the kind of match I like. The only thing I didn't like was the attack afterwards with Evolution. The biggest thing that I saw was Batista's spine buster on the stairs. It was like an old man stepping into a warm bath. He very gently put him on there and, just kind of, it's gang warfare, and I realize you really don't want to hurt the guy, but you still have to, sell these things, I think, in a better way. Maybe it's just my opinion, but the match itself was very well done, and the fact that Bray Wyatt went over on Roman Reigns, who is one of the biggest young guys coming up right now, just think back to the Royal Rumble. He was huge in the Royal Rumble. So for Bray Wyatt to get a win from Cena and then a win over Reigns the following night, it really points well in the direction of Bray Wyatt and what they have planned for him.
I would agree with that. Stroh, what were your thoughts on the match and the post-match beatdown by the Evolution?
Well, man, every time you get to see the Shield and the Wyatts go at it, I mean, you're going for a very, very solid match. And they surely didn't disappoint tonight. And with the occurring deal with them and Evolution at the end and everything, it only progresses for, what I guess we can assume would be another rematch between the two at the next special event. So, Batista, it's like, it seems like he can't do anything right since he's been his return. I mean, it's like whatever he does. I mean, people just like frown on him. Everything he does. I mean, it's just uncanny.
Yeah, it's like they really enjoy chanting Batista at him. The guy just came to catch a break. Well, that was Raw, guys. Like I said, it wasn't the greatest Raw. There was a lot of weird, wacky stuff. Any closing thoughts, Dean?
Not really. I probably would have fast-forwarded through this episode and not watched live if I weren't doing the show. But besides that, I agree with you. A very strange Raw, just a weird vibe to it, and they've lost a lot of momentum in my eyes since WrestleMania. WrestleMania, they came off hot. A lot of people were talking about the product, and now it's just kind of status quo again.
Yeah, last week was was bizarre as well, but the thing with the kids last week, I said that last week where I enjoyed it just because it was creepy and it just felt like an original idea. You hadn't seen that before in wrestling. Stroh, what would you think of this week's Raw? Was it just all right?
Well, I like to see a better progression of like Rusev. I like to see more of a furtherization of the story with Kane and Daniel Bryan, but more in a wrestling aspect than like an entertainment, if you will, aspect. And I'll be interested to see where they go with the whole Wyatt situation and John Cena. I mean, I really like to see, think there's a purpose with the whole deal with, get inside John Cena's head and see what direction they go with that. And with Evolution and the Shield, I mean, I'm interested to see what type of match will be for their big rematch come the next big event.
Yeah, I agree. The Evolution Shield feud has been delivering. as odd as it is, the Cena, Bray Wyatt stuff, at the very least, you can't say it's boring. But that pretty much wraps up this week's Rubbed Raw. Stro, do you have any appearances or plugs for us?
Oh, I sure do. This Saturday, I'm going to be at Zombie Fest, West Virginia, at Camp Virgil Tate in Charleston, West Virginia. For more information, go to zombiefestwv.com. And this Sunday, I'm wrestling for XWW Extreme World Wrestling at Tate's Skating Center in Indian Trail, North Carolina. And you can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Facebook at Extreme World Wrestling.
Thanks a lot, Stro. Thanks for being on the show. How about, Dean, do you have anything to plug?
I do. Actually, May 17th, the return of On Point Wrestling, if you're in South Jersey. They are back. You're going to see Matt Tremont, the Bulldozer from CZW, take on Low Life Louis Ramos. He is, of course, with Jersey. He used to be with Jersey All-Pro Wrestling. That is May 17th. Like I said, all tickets are $20. That's at Sports and More in Seoul, New Jersey. For more information, check out On Point Wrestling on Facebook. You can find me at Folsom County. You can find our Twitter at HIAC Talk Radio. And check out the website, HIACTalkRadio.com. And it was a pleasure to be here with both of you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for being on my first show that I've ever hosted. I don't have anything to plug, but I'll succeed my plugs to Dean Compton, a good friend of mine. He has a show here on VOC Nation Live, 11:30 p.m. Sunday nights, Compton After Dark. And his Dork World, at midnight on Tuesday nights. Thanks a lot for listening to the show, and we'll see you next week. Thanks.
Thanks.